this begins the process of making the board seven members again.
That's correct. We've been operating shorthanded for a few months now. There are issues other than just votes, and obviously that we would have the risk of a tie vote. We've not had that problem. However, there are other duties board members have to do, and you know, committees that we serve on, and a lot of time that gets, you know, parsed out to the remaining six board members that have been kind of an overload.
When we last visited, there were three people that were interested in the position. Is that still the same number?
Yes, it is the same number, and we will meet with each of them at our next special meeting, which is Wednesday night.
Is there an agenda or a format that's been established to meet with each of these individuals?
We have a scheduled with them each a time. On Wednesday night, there'll be a short, you know, gathering of the board. We'll have to call a meeting to order, go into executive session, and then discuss the process to interview them. Then we'll call each of them in one at a time, and then, you know, we'll have discussion after that. There will not be any action taken on Wednesday night. This is just for an information gathering session for the consideration of the appointment.
Are there identities going to be released?
The first one is Julie Harlan. She is a professor at the university. The next one is Jerry Webb, who's an operating room nurse at College Station Medical Center. And then James Henry is the third. He is a former employee of the district. He currently teaches at Blinn and as a field supervisor for the A&M College of Teaching and Learning.
And the list of questions would include what?
They're actually probably pretty similar to the sort of questions that you would use for any interview, you know, starting with a little bit about the interviewee and their experience with the district. We'll want to know if they have specific expectations, you know, one of which would be, you know, what do you expect to happen when you're at a school event or some place of business and people want to come up and talk to you about the school district. That's something that seems to happen. And then skills and gifts and other qualities that they may have to contribute. You know, one of the things that we are interested in is how much they've been involved with the school district before, and I believe all three of them have been active in some way or another. So there are questions like that. The things that would be unique for this sort of thing are whether this place will come up for an election in next November in 2017. So whether they're interested in filing for re-election for that. The fairly typical questions that, you know, a lot of times the questions are just conversation starters. So that's the basis upon which the board will come to a conclusion. They all look like very good candidates, so I wouldn't be worried about any one of them.
Which is something that's refreshing to know that you have people with the backgrounds and in addition to the interest in serving. So it sounds like they're ready to jump right in if they're selected.
You know, that's true, and it's interesting that to me, this is just a personal observation that. People who are interested in working in this sort of capacity are reluctant to file for an election, but are willing to put their resume in for a vacant position. It's just an interesting observation. That particular place doesn't seem to have many who will file for election, but these three candidates are really good. They could have done that before. I'm not complaining about them not doing it, but there are others like that, I'm sure.
There is editorially an elephant in the room where there's going to be the search for a new permanent superintendent. Do you figure that'll be among the questions or among the observations?
I would be surprised, I suppose, if the conversation didn't come up. The superintendent selection is obviously a really important step that the board has to take. It's not going to be any newer to this board member in one sense than it is to least three of the other board members because they've never been through the process before. And as each process is unique, it happens so rarely that there are not similarities that carry over, I guess. But I don't know how that will contribute to the conversation. We obviously can't talk about specific candidates because we don't have a position posted yet, but they could offer, you know, what they think about what they would like to see in a superintendent, I suppose.
Or what they would like to see in the process of selecting one.
That's absolutely correct, the process to select. And they will be part of that. That'll be among their first duties. Our schedule is such that, you know, we have to take formal action to name whoever the trustee will be, and that, I think, is scheduled for our November 7th meeting, which is also when we're hearing a presentation on the selection process. I personally would prefer that the new member be able to contribute to that as well. However, they won't have been appointed yet.
Unless you all decide to hold a special meeting to name the new trustee ahead of the November 7th presentation, I suppose that's still an option, isn't it?
Our plan, we could do that. Our plan is to name them on that night, and then the three who have just been reelected, since they don't have opponents, will have a canvas that at which all four of them will be sworn in at the same time. That's what our plan is. That could change. I say that's what our plan is. That's what I anticipate.
Anything else that I've missed about the upcoming special meeting?
It's pretty simple. One thing on the agenda and three people to meet with and discuss, and that I think that about covers it.